From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting officials look for terrorism suspect. Moroccan authorities say Belgium has formally requested help in tracking a key suspect in the Paris massacres. A statement from Rabat said Belgium's king had asked Morocco's king for cooperation in finding Salah Abdeslam. He has been avoiding arrest since crossing into Belgium from Paris hours after the November 13th terrorist attacks. Brussels, meanwhile, remains on lockdown. Police there are pressing forward with a search for terrorist suspects. Late Monday, the U.S. State Department issued a worldwide travel alert, warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terrorist organizations continue planning attacks in multiple regions. Also, U.S. President Barack Obama is welcoming his French counterpart, François Hollande, to the Oval Office on Tuesday. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists.
It's in our national interest that we degrade and destroy this dreadful organization and the terror that it has brought down against not just French citizens in Paris or Russian citizens over the Sinai Desert, but also against British citizens.
In a visit to Paris, the British leader told France's president that French fighter jets could use a British airbase in Cyprus to launch attacks on Islamic State targets. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took action against the four men in an executive order issued Monday. This is VOA News.